The Six Shooter on the Hollywood Star Playhouse. The Hollywood Star Playhouse featured original dramas, tales of suspense, thrills, and mystery, written by Hollywood's finest writers and featuring Hollywood's greatest stars. It came to CBS Radio on April 24, 1950, and moved to NBC for the 1952-53 season. A high spot of 1952 was the first broadcast of The Six Shooter with James Stewart, which later became an NBC series. The Six Shooter was broadcast on the Hollywood Star Playhouse on April 13, 1952, the first adventure of Britt Ponsett, which would lead to a series named The Six Shooter. The Wells Fargo office has been robbed of $5,000, and a man has been shot. A distinctive horseshoe leads the Six Shooter to Ben Schofield, the sheriff's son. Radio actors in support of this first broadcast were Burt Holland, Parley Bear, William Conrad, Herb Vigran, Diana Lynn, and Jimmy Stewart in the title role. The announcer was Wendell Niles, the writer Frank Burt, and the director Jack Johnstone. The Six Shooter as a series came to NBC on September 20, 1953, with James Stewart as Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western Territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter.
Information for this audio clip came from your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you would like more information on how you can assist in this effort, please go to www.otterprojectonline.info. I'm your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.